the rest of the story. Today, computers perform titanic mathematical tasks. But 6 decades ago, brain-blowing calculations of that sort were made by people, like Professor Carl Loeffler. Professor Loeffler was a mathematician at Columbia University back then. Some called him a genius. Indeed, he had a fabulous reputation for finessing numbers into submission. Then one day, when Professor Loeffler was an elderly man, basking in the glory of a still active academic career, he was presented a challenge of his lifetime. Permutations, they are called. Variations of order or combination within a given mathematical set. For example, you have an orange, an apple, and a banana. That's your set. Now, there are only three permutations in groups of two. You can put the orange with the orange with the banana, or the apple with the banana. That's easy. But you try that same exercise with 100 different fruits, maybe 1,000, then you need a computer, or you need Professor Carl Loeffler. Actually, Professor Loeffler's challenge was far more ponderous even than that, and that is the rest of the story. It was during the Great Depression that a businessman named Edwin Lowe came to Columbia University and approached the professor. Mr. Lowe had a difficult mathematical problem which he himself was far from solving, a permutation problem on a grid of 25 positions and many hundreds of alternate values. Mr. Lowe was able to invent only 24 variations. Surely, he told the professor, there were more permutations than that. Most certainly, Professor Loeffler agreed, functioning with what amounted to two mathematical sets, the individual numerical combinations in their various possible positions, there were literally thousands of permutations. Well, Mr. Lowe was greatly relieved. He promptly employed the professor to discover those permutations, to record them, and then to give them to him. Professor Loeffler accepted the challenge. The first several hundred combinations were a breeze. Not surprisingly, as the professor passed 2,000, however, his work began to bog down, and he made a phone call to Mr. Lowe, said he wanted to check on how many permutations were desired. And the businessman replied, as many as possible. Well, the professor went back to work. 3,000, 4,000. And then as Professor Loeffler passed 5,000 combinations, he realized that his mind was being affected. Strangely, everything, his work, even his surroundings, were becoming unreal. He called Mr. Lowe again. 5,000, shouldn't that be plenty? For the sake of his health, the professor just must stop now. But Mr. Lowe drove Professor Loeffler on. At least 6,000 permutations, he pleaded. And so the mathematician returned to his task. Toward the end, as Professor Loeffler approached 6,000 permutations, Mr. Lowe urged him onward, promising as much as $100 for every new combination he produced, and the professor reached 6,000. And so, the history books insist, he promptly thereafter went insane. And a toy inventor, a manufacturer named Edwin Lowe, finally in possession of 6,000 entirely different lettered and numbered cards, thus got rich on a recreation that cost a brilliant mathematician his sanity. A game of chance called bingo. Now you know the rest of the story.